BKFC 14. It is coming down to Miami, Florida on November 13th at the Intercontinental Miami, which is it's a fantastic place to watch a fight. They've been, they've been doing this a little bit in the pandemic. Been to a couple cards there, but David, you're bringing BKFC back down to the 305. So it's going to be exciting to have you, man. So what led you guys to come back down here?
I mean, South Florida is the spot for us right now. It's a great place for us to do fights. There's a lot of fight fans down there, and there's a lot, you know, the population's good. Obviously, during COVID, there's some problems. So we're allowed to have a limited crowd, and we are. It's going to be a sensational card. I wish that we could do a building where we could fit 4,000, 5,000 people, because I think we would sell this one out easy. It's a great fight card. Luis Palomino versus Jim Allers is the main event for the 155-pound strap. And then the co-main event is Dat Nguyen, a very, very polished and an established boxer, will be fighting for the interim world championship against Reggie Barnett, because his initial opponent, Johnny Bedford, who is the 135-pound champ, was forced to pull out for injury.
That's awesome. Dappy Dat. He's going to be back in action. You guys check that out. Check that on out. So how did you guys come to the Intercontinental? How was that established? I've been there before. It's a really nice place to watch events. And what is fans who may be interested in going, what is the setup going to be like if you're interested in going and watching some fights live?
Unfortunately, we're sold out
already.
Fortunately and unfortunately, we sold out within 24 hours.
Well, that's awesome.
Limited capacity, like I said, about 600 tickets, but it was nice. It was nice to feel the love that fast. If they want to watch it, they're going to have to watch it on the Bare Knuckle TV app, which is a fantastic app. It's our streaming platform that we're streaming all of our events on. It's only $3.99 a month, so it's very, very affordable. And you can get that at bktvapp.com. But that's the only place you're really going to be able to watch this fight. And you really don't want to miss it, because we have a sensational card from top to bottom. Some local Florida guys that you heard of before, and some newcomers to the sport. So it's going to be a really, really sensational card, great fights, and an exciting environment.
Yeah, I think I saw locally, I know for one of our friends of the program, Yuli Diaz is going to be on the card. Yeah. Always draws a big crowd down here, so I'm sure people will be excited to go watch him as well.
Yuli's fighting. We have another guy that fought for us off February. In Daytona Beach, 9/11, Jared Grant, a local Fort Lauderdale guy, very established amateur boxer, 1-0 now in bare knuckle, and he's going to try to be 2-0. We also have another guy that you may have heard of. I'm not sure if you heard of Brutal Jake Bostic, but he's a really, really good fighter from England.
Yep.
He's training in Miami now. He actually trains Timbaland. So Timbaland's going to be there in attendance. So I think it's going to be a great event. It's going to be star-studded, for sure. I'm getting a lot of celebrities asking to come out. So we reserved a lot of seats for those kind of people. I think it's going to be a really good showcase event for us. Limited attendance, but a really nice boutique feel.
What was the card like at 9/11? I was there for the press conference on that. I wasn't able to make the drive up to Daytona, but how did you like how that all turned out? Just, I'm sure
it was tremendous
to throw it up.
It was tremendous. It was our app. It was our first show on the app, so we had a little hiccups there for about 20 minutes, which was the worst 20 minutes we could have had. It was like 8:55 to 9:15. We couldn't get in, but once they got in, they loved it. That's, everything's repaired on that. That's fantastic now. But the fight card itself was the best fight card we've had since the inception of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. And the stuff that we were able to do for 9/11 was fantastic. We got to honor some fallen soldiers. We got to honor just the police, the firefighters. We let a lot of them come out. It was a tremendous event from that standpoint, and from a fight standpoint, Brandon, it was unbelievable. Like the best fight card.
Do you think it was a case of good matchups, or do you think that because you guys are starting to roll out and more guys are fighting more commonly, are guys getting better at bare knuckle and making the fights better?
A great question. I think people are getting better at bare knuckle. They're learning what's good and bad about the sport. But the thing is some guys get so good at bare knuckle that they try to run and dance a little bit. And those are the kind of guys that aren't going to make it in this league, because we're all about excitement, fast paced excitement. So I think it's about great matchups, but we're getting a better quality as we're being able to expand. Now we're getting a better quality, not only athlete, but a better quality fighter now too. We're getting former world champions, boxing world champions reaching out to us left and right. big time UFC stars that are currently in, on the UFC roster that are reaching out. When my contract expires, I want to cross over. It's just, it's something, I think it's very intriguing because it's something different that they haven't done in the past, but it's also a chance where, let's say you're a top 30 UFC guy and not a top 10 UFC guy. Well, now you get a chance to be a star, like the star in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship very, very fast.
Yeah, I think we talked a little bit about that because you guys, it was the day you guys signed Paige and you thought that was going to be a big, you know, opener for you, like that, that you, you actually got somebody with a big name after you guys been fishing for so long, trying to almost, as Pat Riley says, get your whale. And you got, and you got a big name in Paige and you thought that that was going to show a lot of people that you guys were for real. And do you, have you, I guess, seen that trickle down as the months have gone on since then?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that opened a lot of doors for us. I think it let us, it let everybody really know in the combat sports industry that we aren't just a startup league that's just trying to put on shows, that we are really trying to make big waves and we have the ability to do that financially. And I think that that was a big play for us. And we're getting, a, like I said, they're all reaching out now. Some don't make sense for us and some really make sense for us. So it's a great opportunity for us now to be able to select those kind of people. Like we can pick and choose and say, nah, it's probably not the right fit for us. You are the right fit for us. Before we were like, oh yeah, you want to fight for us? You're in, you're in. And now we get to make that, that selection just a little bit. And not, you know, that wasn't like a conceited statement to make. That was just like, I think we're seeing where this sport's going now, where people are attracted to it. And that's what's given us that option.
Will you look at guys, like, for example, you know, some of the guys you have, like Hector. Hector's a guy who usually just brings the storm. Thiago Alves. Like, do you, you know, do you want to know that those guys will have the style, that they will bring it, and that's not just necessarily a big name that just may have a big name, maybe recognizable, maybe the, you don't think that they're going to maybe have the fight style because of what they've done in MMA or what they've done in boxing for how it will translate over to bare knuckle?
Yeah, well, I think we learned a lot as time's going on. We know with Paulie Malignaggi fighting Artem Lobov, you know, it's funny because we talked to the our team yesterday and we were all like, man, we'll bet like a, you know, and we can't bet then, but we were like, could we bet him, like, we'll bet $1 million on Malignaggi? There's no way that Artem Lobov has a shot against a boxer. Now that this is evolving, we're seeing that it really is the great equalizer. It's, you know, so because of that, it's, we're not just picking anyone, any big name that wants to come in our way. We're picking guys that do, as you mentioned, have the style to fit bare knuckle fighting.
Speaking of Paige VanZant, do you have any idea when we will see her debut? I guess her and her husband got COVID in the midst of all this, so I don't know if that held things up.
But she was going to fight on this card, Brandon, on November 13th, and then we postponed it because of that. And she's actually going to fight. We're working on a venue right now. It looks like we're going to do a fight Friday, February 5th. In Tampa right before the Super Bowl. So it's going to be a really good step up for us and a coming out party mainstream wise for us in front of, you know, all different types of sports fans that normally wouldn't watch this kind of event.
Well, that's awesome, man. So David, before we get you out of here, tell people again, how can they watch this? You guys have sold out really quickly, but if people want to watch coming up on November 13th, how can they watch BKFC 14?
Now you can download the Bare Knuckle TV app. It's on all the different platforms, the Apple Store, Google Play, Android, you know, wherever you want to go to watch that. You can go to bktvapp.com to download it. It's $3.99 a month. It's an unbelievable bargain. You get to see our library, all our different shoulder programming, and all the live pay-per-view events moving forward will be on that app. So it's bktvapp.com.
Thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brendan.